Surrounded by criminals, heavy rollers, even the shiesty individuals. Smoking skunk and mad fillies, beating down Billy badasses, cracks and stacks of masses. If robbery's the class, then I pass it. Shit get drastic, I'm burying the bastards. Big Papa never softening. Take it to the church, rob the preacher for the offering. Beat the fucker coughing up loud in his pockets like rabbit ears. Come at the wife clean, that's for the kids' tears. Versace wear, Moschino for my bitches.
All day, every day. He doesn't know what else to say.
Roll for self, I have sun ride shotgun. My mind's my nine, my pens, my Mac 10, my target. All you white niggas who started rapping.
That whistle came out of nowhere. Texas, we got Nathaniel on the line. What up,
Nathaniel?
Hey,
Nathaniel.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey,
this is Daniel J. Davis. Hey,
hello. Give us your address.
Love you.
And also your social
security. Yeah, man. Hey, y'all are fucking badass, man. Fucking, I love Deadpool.
Yeah, Deadpool 2, the trailer just dropped today. Yeah, I think it's going to be great.
Yeah, man.
When you see the trailers drop, do you...
First drop, I get money, turn no vision through my third eye.
Offer code SPRING10. See, you got a radio voice as your SPRING10.
Talking about my life. I don't usually do this unless I'm drunk or I'm high, but I'm both right now.
Lauren Hill.
Man.
DJ my life.
Showing up at the Arroyo Seco weekend June 24th with a whole lot of other very cool bands out here in lovely Los Angeles. June 24th, if you can make it to see these guys. Are you going to California?
I'm good.
That's a lot of traffic for a Friday morning right here. Shit. Flare on the road. Almost burned all the way out, so whatever's been happening has been happening here for a little while.
Monthly series featuring in-studio sessions from 90s alternative and grunge artists.
Hey everybody, this is Art Alexakis from the band Everclear, and you're listening to Lithium Live. Just me off the road for a minute, just kind of playing some songs. Just woke up on the bus, so I'm a little scratchy. I beg your pardon on that, but just telling some stories and sending them some songs. Yes, we are. Absolutely. So this next song, this is a song of Sparkle and Fade. This is a song. Sparkle and Fade was our first major label record, and it had Santa.
Problem on the road, and now we're going full speed again. It seems like it was just like people saw some flares and went, oh shit, and stopped. It's understandable. Fire is scary.
You know, I told you, I'm going to sit on the chair of the delegation, and they're not ready. I've had many talks. I mean, dozens of guys. And the consensus is there's a lot of work to be done to heal that wound and fix that wall.
Now, you mentioned the delegation. For those who don't know, what's the delegation?
The delegation is pretty much all of the more established African-American wrestlers in the country, and in the world for that matter. And guys work all over the world, work in Japan, Mexico. Every promotion, there's not a wrestling promotion that doesn't house someone from the delegation.
And the consensus is that there needs to be, what, a public apology, or maybe some work outside, like community work?
It's going to have to be more community service.
Okay.
And outside work. Support for programs and even create a program that deals with diversity in the workplace.
Would you be shocked or surprised if we saw Hogan in New Orleans at WrestleMania 34?
Man, I'm a professional wrestler. Nothing shocked me.
That's true.
I mean, if something shocked me, I'm just like, oh my God, I can't believe, you know, we get the Dave LaGreca open. I'm very, very rarely shocked. But in that case, I don't know if I'm ready. I think that there's a lot to be done.
Yeah. So maybe not shock or surprise, maybe disappointment would be a better word if you were to see him in New Orleans?
I don't think it would be disappointment because I don't process everything like everybody else. Mm-hmm. I believe that everybody should be given a second chance, but I also believe that if you have to own your issue or whatever that issue is, and you gotta try to make closure on everybody else's behalf, not just yours.
Yeah.
Because it's easy for us as humans to say, okay, I made a mistake. I'm sorry. Let's move along. It don't work like that.
Yeah.
I mean, anybody that's ever had a problem, I guarantee you, just because you got over it don't mean the person that you with got over it.
And we're going to be taking calls from the nation about this, 844-796-7874. Because it's an emotional issue. Because I think, Mark, you would agree that probably everybody that listens to this show had some kind of emotional connection with Hogan at some point in their life.
Yeah, you're a wrestling fan. I mean, I was telling you about my buddy Chris in Texas. I remember when it all came to light, and Chris heard the video, and because I played it for him off my phone. And he just started crying. He was like, not him.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I talked to Hulk. And I told him, I was like, it's a lot of work to be done. So it's no secret. Like, there's a lot of work to be done.
Yeah.
And we'll see.
Yeah, I hope he does put in that work. I would like to see Hogan return. He's the biggest name in the history of pro wrestling, in my opinion. And if he's not number one, he's 1A, he's 1B or 1C.
To the first show that I was on, and we did Mount Rushmore.
Mm-hmm.
I said Hogan.
Yeah, Hogan's on that, for sure.
In a George Washington spot.
Yep. And I would love to see him back in the fold. I would love to see him come home. You know, when it comes to WrestleMania, I've always said this.
Have to see the work been done.
Yes.
Before I give that nod,
mm-hmm.
because I'm not coming off as Uncle Tom to my people. I'm not gonna do it. There's nothing that supersedes the fact that I exist on this planet and have worked my ass off to be the Hall of Famer, to be the world champion, to be the mentor and the guy that is studied on whatever issue that I speak on. And you know me. I'm not going to just come up here and talk about something because it's the thing to do. I have strong morals, and a lot of that is, you know, comes from my parents. And I want people to realize when I say it, it's law. And I'm not going to go behind everybody's back and do something different. So that's the guy you get.
844-796-7874. Like I said, this is an emotional issue. This is an issue that goes deep. It's not just about an appearance at WrestleMania. It's about the man. It's about the issue. It's about how people feel. And I want to get that feeling and take from the Busted Open Nation because you are...
That's not a set of phone calls I want to hear, honestly. What it takes.
Let the rumors fade away like MJ. Keep your eyes on me, girl, don't look away. I got that majesty, God, take your pain away. No mama booty.
Motherfucker, never called again. Her kiss was better than the motherfucker. She was with the drama. Bitching like a motherfucker. So I fucked the mama. I'm literally a motherfucker. So motherfucker, bitch. Trying to get motherfucking rich. Close the more motherfucking deals. Then the fucking president. Laughing to the motherfucking bank. All about my motherfucking moolah. Living like King Joppy Chumba. King of motherfuckers, the moon dog.
Enjoy your motherfucking life.
Versace vision, Versace. got your vision. I can't see you haters. I got too much paper. Yeah, I got a bitch on the line. She got a bitch on the line. Calling at the same time. Oh, yeah, that's a three-way. I'm all so hard to be on the cover of 2K. Oh, my check is a new day. I've been a real nigga from the start. Yeah, you knew that. I made like 10 racks of blue that. I'm in New York, where you at? Yeah, I bet it's nowhere that's close to them M's. I bet it's nowhere that's close to them dollars. I'm in the VIP, popping bottles. I left the club with like 2 or 3 models. You left the club in the Uber. I know that you feeling stupid. You rolling up with these bitches. You shot by a Cupid. She coming home with a nigga. You knew that. I got Versace dish. 2 bitches kissing. All my diamonds water. You see my wrist is dripping. Versace vision. Versace vision. I can't see you hurting. I got too much paper. I got Versace vision. 2 bitches kissing. All my diamonds water. You see my wrist is dripping. I got Versace vision. Versace vision. I can't see you hurting. I got too much paper. Yeah, I put these sauce on the plate. I'm catching hoes with the bait. She give me head in the race. That shit ain't up for debate. Scooping and raving in space. I keep a bitch with an ass and she shaking like she just got hit with a taser. Saint Laurent with the blazer. Balenciaga's on my label. Ferrari 458. Yeah, straight out of 458. I'm in the telly by 520. She said she got a surprise for me. My money loving it 920. It ain't a dollar they hide from me. Ride for my niggas, they ride for me. Put a bitch on the flight cause she fly for me. She got on goodies and I wanna swim. I got Versace vision. 2 bitches kissing. All my diamonds water. You see my wrist is dripping. Versace vision. Versace vision. I can't see you hurting. I got too much paper.
Or you will find yourself very next to someone else. And we all thought you loved yourself, but that couldn't have been the issue. Or maybe they just saying that now cause they miss you. And a nigga tried to diss you. That's why you laying on your back, looking at the roof of the church. Preacher telling the truth and it hurts.
Thank you, Diplo, for this revolution.
You hear me whistle, baby, come a little closer. Why don't you put your number in my Motorola? In my Motorola. You hear me whistle, baby, come a little closer. Why don't you put your number in my Motorola? In my Motorola. In my Motorola. You hear me whistle, baby, come a little closer. Why don't you put your number in my Motorola?
I didn't realize the station played ads.
In my Motorola. Why don't you put your number in my Motorola? So in my Motorola. So in my Motorola. my Motorola. You hear me whistle, baby, come a little closer. Why don't you put your number in my Motorola? Why don't you put your number in my Motorola?
Best friend was filming. Like, there's a lot.
There's so many layers.
A lot of bad going on in that period right there. And that kind of gets glossed over because of the comments that were made. And listen, everybody has, you know, their thing, you know, whatever that is. But, you know, there's a lot of people, married people, religious people that look at that situation and find that situation completely wrong. And the guy that would preach and say, you know, eat your vitamins, say your prayers, is doing those types of things. What kind of model, what kind of hero is that? You know, there's a lot of layers to the situation.
So many layers of negativity.
844-796-7874. Let's go out to Andrew in Wisconsin. Andrew, what's going on?
Hey, good morning, Mr. Wabreka. Hey, how you doing, Mr. Henry?
I'm doing good. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good. Congratulations on the Hall of Fame and everything. It's good to see black people in there.
I'm
a 34-year-old black man. I'm a young man, but I'm also a Christian. And I heard about Hulk Hogan. It did disappoint me because I grew up being...
The Henderson's will all be there. Little Pablo Frank is there. Wanna see? Oh, a friend of horses, hopes and bottles, lastly.
I'm not opposed to Drake. I have liked some Drake, but I think God's plan is not good. And it is getting played so much. So much!
I'm living Sacrament Street slash trigger traditionally different from even niggas we hit with. I need this. Got no time, nor the attention. Stand the lessons of your bitch shit. Get your grip, nigga. Only the grip, nigga. Get you a bitch, get a grip, nigga. I make you a movie, get a grip, nigga. Light the shit up, I stick to the script. When it's back to business, dip snitches and spit sickness. First of my kind of ever rap like this. You could rap like this. You don't act like this. Jesus posed for a hug somehow. Shorty grab my dick. Ain't no accident if she acts. I've been up an inside. That's just it. Hold up. Pass my split. That's right. L. That's my kid. Greatest of all time. Go. Ask my kid. And my nigga being in the sick. And I'm still mad. Like, there's very few things that I love in my life. My money, my music, and fucking old guy. Good weed, bitches, and guns. Good weed, bitches, and guns. There's very few things that I love in my life. My daughter, Raquel, that's the love of my life. Good weed, bitches, and guns. Good weed, bitches, and guns.
Talking about, there's this run of songs here, you know, that there were just a handful of them talking about blowing whistles and just like, hey, she's gonna blow the whistle, blow my whistle. Popularity of whistles there for a few years, off the charts. Future sound of the week.
Everybody will be dancing and be feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and be doing it right. Everybody will be dancing and be feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and be doing it right. Everybody will be dancing and be feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and be feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and be feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and be feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and be feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and be feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and be feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and be feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and be feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and be feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and be feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and be feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and be feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and be feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and be feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and be feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and be feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and be feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and be feeling it right.
I could kind of go for a new Daft Punk album. Something harder than this album was.
Everybody will be dancing and will feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and be feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and will feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and will feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and will feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and be feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and will feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and will feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and will feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and will feeling it right. Everybody will be dancing and will feeling it right.
If you lose your make it, Ringo, make it. When the sweaty walls are banging, I don't fuck with family planning. Make it rain, girl, make it rain. 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 You're on the same car. Mother Russia in my cup, and my glass is fogging up. Oh yeah, hey dog, hey, what's up?
Oh yeah, hey dog, hey, what's up?
When the sweaty walls are banging, I don't fuck with family planning. Make it rain, girl, make it rain. 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 Make it rain, girl, make it rain.
Yeah. not one time that I turned on the TV and I had to question his integrity as a black man. Now, not trying to really bring reason to it, but I've always been a wrestling fan, ever since I could remember. You know what I mean?
Composing the songs, and once they completed, Beatles felt no need to keep them, and Hunter, being a collector of all sorts of things, thought, oh, these are interesting, and so he kept hold of them.
And what's fascinating about them is they do look like the lyrics that were used when the songs were being composed. There are crossings out on them. I'm looking at the song She Said from Revolver at the moment, and there's so much scribbling on there, it's actually quite difficult, because Lennon's handwriting could be spidery at the best of times. It's kind of difficult to see what the alternate lyrics could have been.
When you look at the lyrics there, you can see the first two, three lines, pretty straightforward, unedited completely, but then running into the second verse, he had all sorts of problems, and so you can see there's a lot of scribbling, quite manic scribbling act going on there. And then, right at the end, there's a clear lyric again. So there's obviously, you can see the creative process, that he starts doing something.
Shopping came from the bottom. Yeah, shout out Keisha Bottoms. Couple cases of rose that came out to me with the sparkles. I pour up 400 girls, but I'ma drink out the bottle.
See his car crusted up. No, I ain't host. Kush all in my lap because he hold on, wanna roll it out.
Cops. Looked up and there was a motorcycle cop behind me. It's like, ah, shit.
Yeah.
Back here on Busted Open, Dave LaGreca, Mark Henry. Some really great topics on a Falls Count Anywhere Friday. We'll get back to the Hogan conversation, but I happen to see somebody that was on hold, Mark. And this young lady is somebody that I think every Nation member knows. Judging by the time, I would think she'd have to be in school, but one thing I know where she will be is in New Orleans at our shows at Barcadia, because there was a certain bet that this young lady and I had, and we'll talk about this with the next phone call. Izzy in Florida. Izzy, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
What's up, Izzy? Why aren't you in school?
I'm on spring break. I told you this before.
Oh, sorry. Maybe I need to listen a little bit better, Izzy. Yeah. I apologize.
You stand corrected, sir.
You talk, Dave, you talking about Sandy and your sister was disgusting. I tweeted that out. It's disgusting.
Izzy, can I tell you a little secret, Izzy?
Yes.
I don't have a sister.
Oh, Dave, you lied?
I did. I lied.
Wow.
I don't have
lying
a sister.
To a child.
Lying to the... to a child and a whole Sirius XM Rudd family.
Izzy, I think you are fake news. Izzy.
And, you know, he was living with them on and off and wrote the book. And it was, of course, immensely successful. And.
Izzy, Chris, what's up? What up? I want to, before you go that on.
I'm on you. Pull me three times. Fuck the peace sign. Load the chopper. Let it rain on you.
I don't think they need a full week of playing this fucking poetry bit with some music chopped into it. I don't think they need to play that on loop for a full week just to say, hey, the throwback hip-hop station we have had is changing its name. But it's still going to be a throwback hip-hop station. Like, I... like, they probably could have just, like, kept it on the air and said, hey, we're changing on Wednesday to this other thing. Like... the Garth Brooks promo was like a fucking masterwork compared to this thing. Yeah, yeah, like, are they going to change the mix of it ever so slightly now that they have Fly in the, on, like, not as a streaming-only station? It sure doesn't seem that way. I mean, if you, you know, if you're doing an LL Cool J-branded station, I would assume that you're going to play music from all of the years during which LL Cool J released music, as a minimum. So that includes the 90s. Which is fine. Like, I don't think I, you know, I don't like Fly all that much because it plays too much R&B. And I don't really need a 90s and 2000s hip-hop station. Like, that's not really something I'm looking for. One throwback station that kind of encompasses all of it. From the start of it all the way up to... I would probably put my personal cutoff, like, somewhere in the mid-90s. But that's just probably because of how old I am or whatever. That's, you know, everyone's probably going to have a different take on what throwback is. But yeah, like, playing this on loop, they started this on, like, Tuesday, I think, or... So, like, for, like, a full week of, like, oh, you know, we're not gonna play, like, even though people are already listening to this station that plays throwback hip-hop music, we're gonna take that away for a full week to remind you that we're gonna be playing throwback hip-hop music. Like, the promo doesn't even have, like, a significant LL Cool J tie-in. So, yes. The time of Tupac's death is probably right about right, I would say. I want the G-Funk era to be represented on a throwback hip-hop station, but that's about as new as I want it. I remember when satellite radio seemed like a magical thing. It's like, oh man, they can curse? And they have all these stations? Like a throwback rap station? That's crazy. I should get that, but like, that's expensive, and how do I even bolt it to my fucking car? So, you know, like what, 5 years ago, 6 years ago, whatever it was, when I got a new car and it had satellite radio built in, there was a time where I was like, oh, that's cool to finally have this. And I was like, oh, wait, you know what? This is not great. Maybe before Keep Their Heads Ringing? Yeah, that's... I mean, if you just wanted to eliminate Keep Their Heads Ringing completely from the rotation, that's fine by me, too. I kind of wish that their throwback station skewed a little bit older. And a little less 90s.
the iron on them if a nigga my opponent. I call 500, I don't put no miles on me. I was running wild, homie, with 500,000 on me. Going to the drill, bust the AP, yeah. Sliding on the water like a jet ski, yeah. I'm trying to fuck you on your bestie, yeah. Jump up with this muscle, do not test me, yeah. So my finger got the game with the name. Bought my purple ticket, got some rain on it. Nigga, we used to kick it, how you playing on it? Hop in the Billy Murphy, blow the brains out. When I play my nigga, we find them off the bitch. Got your brain, yeah, we launch it like it's an auction. I'm in the chopper, under my total, like it's apocalypse. I mean, it's your man that charged the bees, I had to get it. Why should it be begging, please, you ready to whack a nigga?
Now you just hear the DJs saying, like, you hear it on occasion, hearing one of them say, like, yeah, they won't let me do a full hour of this, this thing I want to do for this artist's birthday. So here's two songs by... here's two songs by Rakim, and then, you know, sorry. Like, I thought that was supposed to be the whole thing about satellite radio, was freedom from limits and freedom from that type of, like, fucking formatted radio. Something that felt like meaningfully curatorial. And now it's like you only get that when, like, well, what was it? Fucking, like, here's the dude from Everclear playing fucking some music that he threw together an hour before recording this. Like, oh, I don't know, I guess play this.
I didn't realize I had to pick. Okay.
I just don't like the dude from Everclear. It's a personal thing. I feel like Fly, this fucking station, is too all over the place. And maybe that's just how I view this era of music, but I think when they say, like, hey, this is like a throwback station from the 90s and 2000s. Like, I get it, the 2000s are over, but this song from 04... is not... should not be on the same station as Gin and Juice. And yes, yes, Fly is the Nelly station. If you like hearing Nelly and My Drink and My Two-Step. Actually, I think that rotated out. I haven't heard that in a little while. But yeah, you're left with the impression that, like, whoever is fucking calling the shots on is, like, just you picture them, like, putting together a list of tracks and then saying, like, well, we gotta have Nelly in there. That guy was the 2000s.
Benz on that Escalade. Little pro, so I look like I'm riding on blades. In 1 year, man, my nigga's so lit. I have a strict bitch in the telly going both ways. Touch me, tease me, kiss me, please me. I give it to you just how you like it, girl. You're now rocking with the best straight pound on my hip, duck on my chest. They say she no good, cause I'm so good. Rich folks do not want me around. Cause shit might pop off, and if shit pop off, somebody gon' get laid the fuck out. They call me new money, say I have no class. I'm from no bottom, I came up too fast. The hell if I care, I'm just here to get my cash. Boozy ass bitches, you kiss my ass. This is how we do. We make a move like a fool while we up in the club. This is how we do. Nobody do it like we do it, so show us some love. This is how we do. We make a move like a fool while we up in the club.
Queen, we gotta... Hey! This station is dedicated to this specific era, and there's no more iconic act for this era than the Saint Lunatics. Program director Freaky Zeke.
Next week and them on air here, let you hear what they're doing. Also Jay, Rihanna, and Ye.
Yo, you know what it is. Friday afternoon, Bugsy Bucket on SiriusXM Live.
I just don't want to hear Mary J. Blige ever. Like, I just don't. It's just not.
Yeah, with big lips.
She's a black person from that part of Asia.
Yes, I like that. And then, what was your first ever?
All right. I'm going to go. Have a good Friday. I'll see you later. Take care.